Bain, and today I have Bec, who's the Managing Director of Cairns Quality Care. And Bec is going to share with us just why was this organisation formed. So take it away, Bec. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. Great question. Yeah, it's such a great opportunity to be here today. So thank you for inviting myself, Corey, and our organisation to share a bit about us with you guys. But firstly, I just want to praise God. I just want to give honour where honour is due. Just state that Jesus' desire is to not take from us, but for us to become congruent or consistent to the kingdom of God. Sometimes we may not always understand or have the answers to life, but when we take into delight God's ways, we begin to have a clearer vision of God's provision and his purpose for us. The Bible says that whatever we do, whether in word or deed, we should do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father. And I just want to share with everybody two scriptures that I have taken along with me on this journey of birthing Cairns Quality Care. So the scripture Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in God, in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. When we unpack this scripture, it declares and it prophesies that the prophet Jeremiah declares that the man who trusts and puts his or her hope in the Lord is happy. In other words, true happiness is only found in the Lord. One of the other scriptures that I really value and that has enabled me to, you know, birth Cairns Quality Care is, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. For Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And this message of hope and a promise of a good future that is easy to cling and repeat. So when Cairns Quality Care first came about, it was sharing with the rest of my local community, you know, the goodness of God and how God has, you know, really revealed himself in my life. Just taking those steps to share it with the wider and the more broader community of Cairns community. But just making, not trying to change the world or anything like that, but just really trying to make a difference. Just a little impact of in the lives of people that we care about and that are in our world.
Being God's hands and feet and showing Jesus's care and love.
Amen. Yes. And you know, we're all compassionate when we disciple, when we're a disciple of Jesus. We want to be able to live that out, live God's promises out and share that with the rest of our community and our nation and the world. Yeah. And just bringing salvation back to its truest form. And that's Jesus Christ.
So thank you for sharing that your organization was formed because there's always a story, but when God has his hands in it, we've got no idea where it's going to go.
Amen.
And it's exciting all the time. Corey, could you please tell our listeners just what services do you offer that they can obtain or that they may know someone who needs help and that they could let them have your information and contacts?
Thank you, Phyllis, and thank you for that welcome. Really privileged to be here. It's been a wonderful experience so far. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the services we offer as Cairns Quality Care. We're a mental health, disability and aged care service provider. So we do offer a range of services to cope with the day-to-day life of people who are living with disability, the elderly and people who are living with mental health issues. Just to elaborate on the disability support, we can offer physical disability support, so people who are dealing with physical disabilities and conditions that prevents them from caring for themselves. Our lifestyle support professionals can assist you with daily tasks such as mobility, eating, exercising and grooming. So majority of our clients do suffer from disabilities that disable them from completing these tasks. So a lot of our support professionals are trained in dealing with the different types of disabilities, the different types of physical disabilities. We definitely help them to achieve goals that they want to achieve. We also, in aged care, we've got a few aged care clients who just want to access the community. So we have a lot of community access support in that space. We have one of our clients in particular suffers from dementia, so she's quite well known in our office and our support workers, and it is lovely to deal with her. It's almost like dealing with someone who thinks she's meeting you for the first time over and over again. So her accessing the community from her family's perspective, they just say that it's been, you know, her mood has lifted, her whole being has shifted, and yeah, experience for her. So
because yeah, she's cared for.
That's right.
It comes back to that, doesn't it?
That's exactly
so
right.
So while I've just got you here, I heard on the news this morning that 1 in 6 Australians have some form of disability. Do you know anything about those figures?
Yeah, so the statistics are quite alarming, some could say, because prior to the last few years, disability wasn't really high on anybody's priority list. The government even didn't really have a program to roll out to assist them in their day-to-day lives. And because disability is such a broad scope, when you say someone has a disability, it could range from suffering from autism to having a brain injury, or they can have Down syndrome to having ADHD. So because it's such a broad range, there was definitely a need for the government to step in and say, listen, these people do need care and they do need help, and they need to be supported by qualified service professionals. Because I think oftentimes you'll meet families who have been the carer with no education about it. That's just their role. And so taking those tasks away from them have been such a great reprieve for them. And it's just given them a whole new lease on life. You know, really appreciating the services we provide has been rewarding for me personally, just because it's really nice to see how our work impacts the community.
Yes, and when people care for other people, as humans are made to care for each other, and when that really happens, and especially when you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your foundation,
absolutely,
everything works much better.
One thing I've joined Cairns Quality Care back in January, and one thing that has really sticks with me is how much we pray over our clients. We've got clients who are atheists, we've got clients who are not believers, and looking at their circumstances, we'll often ask permission to, is it okay if we can pray over you? Whatever their circumstances is, if they're facing hardships, and we've never been declined a prayer, which is really good. So absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, no, I think having the freedom and a space where you're not judged to explore your Christianity and be proud of how God has worked in your life and the lives of others is a blessing.
Corrie, today I want to ask you if you can give us a couple of testimonies of what's happened at Cairns Quality Care in helping people.
Sure. Thank you, Phyllis. I'm going to share a couple of testimonies from a client and one from a family member of a client. So the first one is from Reggie, and his testimony is, Cairns Quality Care has been a true blessing in our lives. Prior to CQC taking on my wife as a client, we had her NDIS plan just sitting there for over a year not being used. We never had any individual supports for my wife. We just had different people tell us what we needed, but only we knew what was going to be appropriate. I felt there was a lack of culturally aware providers who couldn't possibly understand the extent of my wife's condition and cultural background. So I never pursued any of them until I was introduced to CQC. CQC is truly a cultural and Christian family-based provider which suited my wife's needs. I love CQC's different approach with flexibility, always working around the needs of my wife and our family, which has proven effective. Our life has changed beyond what I can describe. I was burnt out and needed help. CQC understood our needs and provided my family with that help. You never know how you can impact someone's life, and CQC has certainly impacted ours. I am so grateful to CQC for the incredible services they provide. My wife is at the happiest she's ever been. Having supports from CQC has changed my family's life, particularly your support worker Dee. Her patience and perseverance has changed my wife's outlook and brought her out of her shell. We're the happiest we've been in a long time. So thank you, CQC.
That spells it out, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It was when we received that testimony, we were just all in awe. It kind of brought me to tears, just because although it's rewarding to provide these services, you actually don't know the true impact it has on people until they tell you. So reading this when I first got it was so moving. So very happy to receive feedback like that.
So would you like to share another one, please,
Corrie? Sure.
We could sit here all day with
these. I think we could. But the next one is one of our support coordination clients, Robin. Testimony is directed just to our support coordinator, Stinette. So she just said, "Hi, Stinette. I received a letter from the NDIS today, and I'm happy to report that it has been extended for another 12 months. Thank you so much for all you are doing to help me. I'm very happy with progress you have made on my behalf in such a short time. Thank you again, Robin." That's just another direct testimony from a client that we received for our support coordination department. And yeah, it's just lovely to know that people are grateful for the work that we're doing to assist them.
It also lifts your spirits in the office when you're doing this work and you know that you're making a difference in people's lives, because you have the Lord right there with you every single day.
Absolutely.
So, Corrie, can you give us a phone number for like-minded people in the same situation, or they know of someone in the same situation that they can contact Cairns Quality Care?
We're contactable on 4032 3072. That's 4032 3072. So you can contact us for an obligation free chat or just to know a little bit more about the services we provide.
So it's been wonderful having you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Phyllis.
Oh, we really appreciate it. Thank you, Corrie.
Thank you.